Serious budget talk starts today in Olympia. State lawmakers will ramp up their work on negotiating a two-year, $38 billion budget. But first, a few high-profile bills did not live past a procedural deadline. Everett Herald Olympia reporter Jerry Cornfield told me what laws won't be changing this year.
Well, in one area, political reform, a bill that would have made, say, lawmakers and top government officials wait a year before they take a job lobbying, that bill didn't make it past the cutoff. Another bill dealing with public records that failed, it would have allowed state agencies, local governments to start charging people when the records they want are going to be transmitted electronically. You pay now if you want to get paper copies. You don't if you want to get an email file. That didn't go anywhere. And then I think one of the ones I wrote about today's paper, vaccine exemptions. They were trying to change the law, make it tougher for parents to opt out of vaccinating their children. That bill died.
Jerry, there was a lot of attention around tightening the rules around vaccine exemptions just a few weeks ago. What happened?
Well, it was really close. On Wednesday, there was talk on the floor and around that there would be a vote on this bill. And in the end, I think just a number of Republicans and a number of Democrats, they kind of got cold feet. They've had a lot of pressure from the parents in their districts who said, if you change this law and take away our ability to say no, you've taken away our rights as a parent. And so there were people in both parties that just got a little worried about that. And when they wouldn't commit to voting, the leadership in the House, which is run by Democrats, said, we're not going to bring it out for a floor vote. And so maybe next year, but not this year.
One bill that did survive the cutoff is a bill to lower the cost of higher education. State senators passed a bill that would cut college tuition by up to a third at the state's public universities, but the governor prefers a tuition freeze. So this all points to budget talks. What are the sticking points that you see as lawmakers try to negotiate a budget deal?
Well, this budget, I think it's going to be over $38 billion they'll spend in the next 2 years. It's going to be education, all aspects, from early learning to higher education. There's a lot of pressure to put more money in. That tuition bill will cost over $200 million on its own to make it happen. And of course, the more money you spend, they need to find more revenue. At least that's the view of Democrats in the House. So the debate on whether the new taxes are created, the governor is suggesting a charge on carbon, a capital gains tax, or whether they just cut spending to a degree to make up for it, that's going to be where the Republicans push. So do we find more money? Do we spend less money? And then where in education will it go?
Jerry, the regular session ends on April 26th. What are the odds they'll finish on time?
I think they can finish on time. I think they know that they have two or three really big issues to deal with in the budget. We've mentioned them, education being the largest. And so if you only have a few big issues, you should be able to work that out in the time that's remaining. What may hang them up, though, is those small little ones that we can't see right now, but individual lawmakers say, I want this proviso in the budget. I want this $1 million for this program. That may hang them up in the end to getting the little stuff tied up in time.
Jerry Cornfield with the Everett Herald. Thank you so much this morning.
You're welcome.
Getting an update on what did and did not stay on the agenda past yesterday's legislative deadline in Olympia.